Sir Rongom Tagore Mukherjee, welcome to the Biker Radio broadcast.
Thank you.
Welcome to the long way home.
Thank you.
We'll start with the name. Rongom Tagore Mukherjee.
From the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, here on the Biker Radio broadcast, this is the Valley Runs founder, Rongom Tagore Mukherjee, on the 91st milestone of the Biker Radio broadcast.
So let's start with the Rongom.
Right.
That is rarer than rare, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I had to literally, you know, when I was a kid, I was like, there's no way I'm going to keep this name. So my cousin's name is Rahul. So I said, I'm changing my name.
Yeah,
and I had literally, you know, changed on all my notebooks and everything to Rahul. But then everyone was like, no, it's such a...
It's unique.
Unique name. Yeah. And you are a painter. And so
oh, you are a painter?
So I used to be.
Okay.
So, and Rongom has something to do with colors and all of that.
Because I thought the Bougainvillea was called the Rongom. My dad said, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's something to do with a whole range of colors and all of that.
Okay.
So, yeah. And... yeah, so, and the Tagore bit is from my mom's side.
Which is, explain that.
So, there are two sides to, so Tagore is like one family tree.
Yes.
So, like you have the Sharmas or even the Mukherjees or anyone. There are various, you know, branches.
But I am told the original one is Bandhavadhai.
Yeah.
Right.
And from there it, you know, just breaks up into various.
Okay.
But yeah, so Tagore family, I mean, my mom's a Tagore.
Okay.
And she's, you know, so it's all linked to two sides of the family, which is Pathriogata and Chora Shakur. So, so that's pretty much it.
Then, that explains it.
Then,
right?
Then there's a
So there's a poet in you somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. But I think the artist is still better off. or creating something.
Absolutely.
Probably, I think I was taking the lead on that front.
Yeah.
That, create something for current generation.
Right.
Probably.
Okay. So, fantastic. Mm. So, but I also hear, and Dax, you'll love to hear this. This man is actually from Dosco.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm from Dune. Yeah.
So, Dune.
Yeah.
All right. So, tell me about childhood. I mean, brothers, sisters?
Yeah. I have an elder brother.
Okay.
He's also studied in Dune School. And so, boarding school is, of course, boarding school. I mean, I can't really say too much on
no, go ahead. Podcast. Go right ahead.
But
of course.
Yeah, I mean...
They kicked your butt.
Yeah. They kicked my butt because when I was in class 6, my brother was in 12th.
Yeah.
So when I left, the next 3-4 years were quite bad. but then that, you know, it keeps you, you know, you can't go back to mama and papa and cry. Just, you know, take it out. So yeah, I mean, school is school, you know, boarding school is, and Dune School is all about sports, as well as academics. But if you excel in sports, then, you know, you're quite good and sorted that way.
Right.
So I used to be a badminton player,
won
under 19 and under 21 national champion.
All right.
And all of that.
All right.
All of that went after school.
Ah.
But I wanted to create something, and riding has always been a passion. So
has it? So where did it start? What's the first motorcycle? Luna?
I think there was a Luna somewhere in Jalandhar when I was in
Jalandhar.
So my dad was in a transferable job.
Okay.
So with CA Tires. So
okay.
We've been around.
Okay.
And that's why, you know, both the brothers went to Dune School.
Right.
So one standard platform for schooling.
Yeah.
And so I used to screw around with a lot of the, you know, driver car bikes and all these things.
Wow.
So it all started from there. And after that, it was college days when...
Where did you go to college?
In Calcutta.
Okay.
Bhavanipur. So
that
was the only time I've stayed in Cal. Before that, it's always been, I've been out.
Yeah.
I was only born there.
Non-resident born.
Yeah, non-resident born.
Probashi.
Totally. Totally. So the biking started with the Suzuki Shogun and all of that.
Aha.
Then came the RDs, then the ZX, 6, 12, 14, and then the racing started.
Biker Radio Podcast advises safety at all times, discourages underage riding, but celebrates the spirit of motorcycling.
and how?
This is Tango Charlie, Green Tea 515, come in, Green Tea.
Good morning, Tango Charlie, this is Easy Peter, Green Tea 515, I'm ready to roll. See you in 5 at the DND Bay, over and out.
Welcome to the 91st milestone of the Biker Radio Broadcast, a podcast on motorcycling from India, celebrating her heroic riders, legendary mechanics and iconic builders through stories told by members of the community, one legend at a time. I'm Shandy. And with me is Rongom Chagor Mukherjee, founder of the Valley Run, India's leading drag race, this time being held at the Ambi Valley Airstrip on the 8th, 9th and 10th of December. So, if you're a petrol head who takes apart engines for breakfast or know that misfiring, noisy exhaust note kid who races up and down your street, the Valley Run is the annual Kumbh Mela of motorheads. People who hand-build their Spitfire machines, some that even breathe nitrous oxide, generating a rush of energy, torque, G-forces, and distilled adrenaline. Elite Octane ensures that the well-heeled and the well-wheeled come together for some good old-fashioned healing that you can only get when the rubber meets the road. Tough call to make because today the 10th IBW 2 kicks off in Goa, where last year I got to meet Rongom and asked him what made him start the Valley Run in the first place.
We all wanted to do something with our bikes because we were, you know, I had really heavily modified my 14R and it was running north and whatnot, absolutely. And I was gunning for the 200 mph record and all that.
Okay.
So
which years are these?
I think 2008-09.
Okay.
So back then the roads were better, emptier, and there was more, what should I say, I think more respect of senior riders, junior riders.
Right.
Some discipline in riding. Right now, it's quite a mess.
It's a mess.
Yeah, so...
But you didn't have racetracks then, right?
We didn't have racetracks. I mean, Madras used to be there.
Right.
But then...
Got in the bike all the
way. You can't race a, you know, race a 14R in Madras. It's a good place for a 600 and all of that.
Right.
But we did CSS. CSS happened and so...
Well, a lot of our audiences might not know what CSS is.
So California Superbike School.
Right.
So good friend of mine, Vicky Jaising from Performance Racing Store, and you know, so they all have organized this, and so California Superbike School, I think that was brilliant initiative. I think really learned a lot in terms of riding.
What's it like?
So I think in terms of you know, reaching your peak and your limits, and you understand that you can't do all these things on the road. So you know, I was riding a lot for the Sunday morning rides and all of that, and trying all these things in Nasik Ghats and all these places.
But the CSS is a mentored program. You kind of, you know,
absolutely. So the, I mean, the teachers come down from US and they mentor you into every single corner, every, you know, every detail actually of riding. So that was a brilliant, you know, experience for me.
Right. And it's been around in India for a while.
It's been there. And it's been doing quite well, actually. And the only thing is it can't happen at that scale because it has to be a very, you know, I think 40-50 batch. More than that, it can't happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, before that, the drag racing happened, actually. Okay. In 2011 was the last drag race which happened in Mumbai, Khargar.
Okay.
And so that's where my 14-hour, I had won the fastest unrestricted open class and all of that.
Just give me a number on that.
So some 10.1 second run. So that time it was fast. Okay. Now it's been smashed.
Decimated.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
So we are right now, the guys are running 9.5 and all of that. So they've progressed now.
Right. And for the benefit of some people like me, it's a quarter mile?
Quarter mile. Okay. Yes. So so once that happened, you know, there were no more drag races happening.
Right.
And
why is the last?
Because you know, it was basically Khargar at that time had not developed that as much as it is now.
Okay.
So the first, it used to be reclamation where speed run used to happen by autocar.
Yeah.
And from there, you know, I think they stopped in 2006 or something like that.
Okay.
Then few races here and there, and you know, that's about it. So I have a corporate background, basically.
Tell me about it.
So I've been into consumer electronics from 2000 onwards. So I was with Videocon, then I was heading the brand Sharp in India.
So you're a brand guy?
Brand guy.
Oh, totally. You understand that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Totally brand guy, and good, handling the marketing and sales and retail and all of that.
Right.
So from that experience, I said that I've been doing so many events and so on and so forth. I can do a racing event, and you know.
This is where the creative man comes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So, you know, like, theek hai, kar lenge. So, but... it's a different ball game.
Yeah, but totally. It's a different bong game also.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally. And you know, bongs have this thing of, you know, trying to do something very unique and all. But thankfully, another bong helped out, which is Sahara Shri.
Okay.
Which is the Yambi Valley airstrip.
Yeah.
And because that airstrip was not available to anyone.
Okay.
And we somehow convinced him that you know, this is a place where we can do something mega.
Yeah.
And you know, and I had actually gone with a project to him to make a racetrack there.
Okay.
And he was like, and that time they had the F1 team and all of that.
Yeah.
So they were like, nahi, motorsports, theek hai, we have the team, but then, you know, India mein kya scope?
Yeah.
So I said, you know, India mein the only scope is that you do a format which is connecting anyone on the road with racing.
Yeah.
And the only thing, only format that does that is drag racing.
Okay.
Because you have RX-100s to Hayabusas, and you have Maruti's, Zens to supercars.
Right.
You know, and that's the only format where you don't need a specialized vehicle, you don't need specialized, you know, training or anything. It's just straight quarter mile dash. And so from there, it all started, actually.
This is Anand Dharmaraj from Indie Motard Adventures, and you're listening to Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
From the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, here on the Biker Radio Broadcast, this is the Valley Runs founder, Rongom Tagore Mukherjee, on the 91st milestone of the Biker Radio Broadcast.
I'll stick a little longer with motorcycling.
Hmm.
So, what... I think we should talk about the Valley Run first. Hmm. Okay, what is it?
So, Valley Run is basically... It's a... You know, we wanted to do something... somewhere close to the level of Goodwood, which was very far-fetched, as we all know. And of course, we don't have the infrastructure available here.
Right.
So we thought that, okay, a private city to start with would make sense. And it's a scenic place, and it's, you know, Yambi Valley is what Yambi Valley is. It's a beautiful place. And that airstrip really, you know, turned out to be a blessing in terms of getting this IP organized.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, we'll, you know, we can't call it speed run again.
Okay.
So we'll call it Valley Run.
Okay.
You know, so at least it connects with the drag racing part of it.
Right.
And so there were already a whole lot of teams that were existing from the earlier days of speedrun. And a lot of teams who used to participate and all of that from Bangalore, Hyderabad, everywhere basically, and Mumbai guys for sure.
So, when did you start?
In 2013.
Okay.
So
every year it happens?
Every year, yes.
Wow.
The annual property.
And how's it grown?
It's grown a lot.
Where did it start?
Actually. Well, it started with the idea of, you know, why aren't there any more drag races happening?
Okay.
And where do I take my 14R and go all out?
Yeah.
And, you know, so that time I used to ride in at least 4 or 5 editions. I have, you know, I could not participate, but I used to do a lot of demo runs because
right.
I wanted to do it.
You wanted to feel it?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Why not?
So that's where it started from.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then, you know.
And I hear you're a one-man army.
No, that's not a...
Can't be, but it is.
Yeah, it's not a fact because we are a very small team.
Yeah.
Same, driven by passion.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Stuart, Bhavin, Anthony, and that's it. And me. And that's it. You know? And the rest is all, you know, we get the motorsporting team on board. And Mr. Srikant Karani was a very...
I've heard that name twice today.
Yeah. So, no, he was instrumental in getting the some discipline to the motorsport aspect, you know, and so I have to hand it over to him in terms of, you know, management. He's
right.
Anyways, he's in the Limca Book of Records for most amount of motorsport events.
Right.
And so, yeah, a lot of people to thank. I think the core team has always remained all these 10 years because it's total madness for three days. And it's Valley Run happens for 3 days. Now with 700 plus entries. So, you know, we start with the bikes, Indian bikes on Friday.
Right.
Then
yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about. Tell me about the Valley Run and motorcycling.
So, you know, for example, if you see drag racing abroad, you will see everyone is making something, you know, it does not come out of the showroom
right,
and,
absolutely.
With a couple of bolt-on parts and it doesn't happen that way.
Okay.
So the only thing that matches, you know, making something are the guys, are the Indian bike guys.
Okay.
Now their 100cc Yamahas or RD350s are basically handmade. They are all handmade now.
Okay.
And they are clocking better than 600cc super bikes and all.
Okay,
so those timings are just insane.
Right.
Absolutely insane. Those are obviously not road legal bikes.
Right.
Because they are absolutely stripped down
right.
for weight reduction and right. a whole lot of, you know, R&D has happened there.
But they're runway legal, right?
But yeah, they are runway legal. Yeah, definitely.
This is Shardul Shah Sharma, and you are listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast.
Long way from home.
And this is the long way home. Listen, connect, ride on.
From the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, here on the Biker Radio Broadcast, this is the Valley Run's founder, Rongom Tagore Mukherjee. On the 91st milestone of the Biker Radio Broadcast.
The main passion is actually there, you know,
yeah.
because they make it, they work so hard,
yeah.
even while coming for the race, a couple of engines blow up.
Right,
and,
sure.
you know, all
sure.
those things are part of it.
Par for the course.
Yeah, yeah. So I would say, I think the RD 350 is definitely, it's a legendary bike in any case.
Yes.
But in terms of what it's done at Valley Run, it's a huge, you know, boost to... and I've always, you know, loved two strokes. So, you know, so the RD 350 has been kept alive in terms of in our race classes and all of that. And of course, the four strokes are becoming faster, but they're still... time to go.
How can more people get to know about this? How can they participate in it? You know, I'm sure there's plenty of material available out there which I am not aware of. Can you hand hold us through that?
Yeah, sure. So we definitely lack the marketing reach front.
Okay.
It's a very word of mouth kind of thing, because
yes.
Anyways the community is quite,
it is all word of mouth.
Yeah, it's all part of the community.
Yeah.
So
and we're all talk. Go
yeah,
ahead.
It's all you know, it's all there, all the groups are there. It's one group and it just goes across to everyone.
Uh-huh.
So we have the FMSCI, which is the Federation of
yes.
Motorsport Clubs of India. They
yeah.
are the governing body
yeah.
of motorsports. So they have a calendar of events.
Yeah.
Now, not too many people are going there to check it.
Yeah.
But we obviously, you know, we have our events put there.
Okay, that's where you get to.
That's where you can definitely get to see it. And then we have our social media. Now the social media is in a
okay.
big thing. So we have the official pages and
so
all that.
So what do we have
pages.
To follow?
The Elite Octane page.
The Elite Octane page.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So that's the company.
Right.
So
@ElitOctane. All right.
Right. And so, yeah, I think all updates and everything come in there.
Okay.
And so that's where everyone usually connects and, you know, then it goes out to city groups, racing, tuners, mechanics.
Hmm.
So the communication line is very different from as compared to what you would see here,
mm.
which is the, you know, the rider groups and, you know, all of that.
Right.
Those are a lot more into
yeah,
specialized
yeah,
tuning
yeah, yeah.
and, you
Not
know.
Cases.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they are dead serious
yes,
about, you know,
yes.
doing this. And
yes.
it's not like they're getting a massive prize money or anything
right.
like that. It's just, you know, bragging rights.
Right.
That I have the fastest RD
yes.
or I have the fastest RX
yes.
or Busa or 14, whichever.
So it could also be a spectator sport in the sense, if I wanted to get into it and I don't know how to go about it,
yep.
I can come in first year, just soak it in and just see what it's happening.
Absolutely.
That is also possible?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So our last event a couple of weeks ago, we had 8,000 spectators.
Woo.
So it's a and it's all book my show. I mean, it's not for free.
Yeah.
And so it's quite a task if you ask anyone to come all the way to Ambi Valley,
yeah.
pay a ticket price, and you know
yeah.
watch the races
yeah.
in the heat and dust, and because
yeah.
it's all good on when you watch the videos in Insta, but then
yeah.
when you're there, it's a different
yes.
scenario altogether.
But the weather is pretty good, huh?
Yeah, weather is nice, but then during the day, it's quite crazy.
Is it like Goa?
Yeah, it's quite bad, yeah.
Oh.
Worse than Goa.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of revving for tuning,
mm.
not revving for the heck of
right.
revving. Like that. And so...
That's the Dino Wars going on.
Yeah, yeah. And so we've added a whole lot of things, you know, like for the spectators, because
yeah.
obviously not everyone is very, you know, they're not interested in each and every class.
Yeah.
So we've added drifting, we've added stunting.
Ah.
So all those aspects are also a part of it.
And also cars, no?
Yeah, cars, always.
Always.
It was always cars and bikes.
Yeah.
So, and... you know, so but now the drifting has caught on really well.
Mm.
A lot of people are drifting. Earlier only you know, Gautam used to come, Singhania
yes.
used to have specialized drift drift cars.
Okay.
And so he's done some amazing drift sets
right.
at Valley Run.
Yeah.
I think for the last 3-4 years now.
Yeah.
And so this year we saw a lot of more people who built more drift cars
yeah.
and you know, they've come on board.
He's been a pillar of strength in all of this, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah, he has. And he officially, he holds the quarter mile record at 9.2 seconds.
Seriously?
So he has a total beast of a car
right.
Which is there. It'll come out at some point of time
okay.
when someone is probably getting closer
oh.
to that timing. So, but now I think because now we've hit 9.7 seconds in a Nissan GTR this time.
Okay.
So I think that car would somewhere come out mm. in the next couple of events.
Hi guys, this is Gaurav Gill here and you're listening to the Biker Radio broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
From the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, here on the Biker Radio broadcast, this is the Valley Runs founder, Rongom Tagore Mukherjee,
on the 91st milestone of the Biker Radio broadcast.
So
I heard some very exciting news, and how should I put it? Last week with the FMSCI suddenly jumping in and saying that motorsport is going to be escalated into maybe some recognition from the government.
Well, I mean, see, the FMSCI is recognized by the government of India.
But not motorsport.
Non-motorsport, right. Yeah.
So that's at a policy level for that change to happen.
Yep.
I mean, I'm super, super excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I want to know it from you. What is the kind of, the canyon that we have crossed?
Yeah, see, for me, it's always been a struggle from year one that, you know, I'm doing something which is a motorsporting event and asking sponsors to come. So it was a total question mark at first.
Yes.
The first 2 years, it was like barely any sponsorship and anyone. Mercedes AMG is one brand which supported me from, you know, day one.
Wow.
And so they've been there throughout.
Okay.
And it's now for me, you know, it's more of a sigh of relief that motorsports is gaining some recognition.
Yeah.
And is part of probably the brand's planning that it is something that we should look at.
Yeah.
If not for the 700 participants, at least for the 8,000 crowd.
Yeah.
So that is something which has played out. We never used to get so many.
So much more now. Social media is out there.
Yeah.
You know, it's
absolutely.
You're beaming straight out of that.
Absolutely.
Pit, yeah.
And people are not. I mean, it's not a very Mumbai Pune scene.
Yeah.
It's a Bangalore, Kolkata, Delhi, Chandigarh.
Yeah.
I mean, people are coming from everywhere.
Yeah, but I heard your flight landed late today.
So
when will the airline figure out the valley run?
So I mean, thank God for that. I was in a very chilled out mode. No stress in terms of.
But you come from Kolkata, sir.
So anyway, I'm in a chilled out mode.
You live in Kolkata.
I've just moved in 2020 to Kolkata. That was for my mom because of medical issues and all that.
How's she?
I lost her this year in March. So now we are in a kind of a confusion.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So it was we thought a good 10-year plan and all, but then 2 years is still better than nothing. You know?
And talk to me about family.
So, father had passed away when I was in Dune School. So mom was the one who's, brought both the sons up.
Yeah.
And my brother's way more,
insane,
focused. I'm the insane one. So all the issues in school and everything has happened all thanks to me. I think towards the end of it she was like, racing, what is this? Chalo theek hai, kar rahe ho. As long as I had to stop riding.
Well, what's your dark now?
Sorry,
Tojo.
Yeah, that has to be there. All the bongs have a dark nam. Especially when you have a name Tojo like Rongom, then you need a dark nam also. So that's pretty much it. And my brother also used to ride. Used to ride the 12-hour and all that.
Yeah.
But this is a funny story. When when I was told to stop riding. Is when one of my friends was showing my mom a video of a guy street racing.
Yeah.
So she was like, look at this idiot. He's gonna die and this and that. Like, that's your son. So after that, it was like, bas abhi bahut ho gaya.
Bahut ho gaya.
Yeah.
Toh ghar baitho.
Shaadi ho gayi, bachche ho gaye. So you
really?
Know. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so tell me about that.
So I have a beautiful daughter.
Yeah. What's her name?
Jashashwini.
Okay.
And my wife Tulika, and she's also Mukherjee. So there was no two ways about shifting from Bombay back to Calcutta and all. It was all easy in terms of but now
how old are your
daughter?
She's
now 14.
Okay.
So quite she's now big girl now.
Yeah,
so,
but then school has you needed to resettle them.
That's always been a task, because definitely daughter, I'm not gonna send her to a boarding school and all of that. No.
Why not?
No. लड़का होता तो अलग बात थी.
क्यों?
हाँ बट डॉटर हैव टू बी विद
पापा की परी.
हाँ बस एब्सोल्युटली शी आल्सो लव्स बाइक्स एंड ऑल दैट बट
नाउ
या या.
अच्छा.
हाय दिस इज डॉक्टर नेहा रिका यादव. Biker Radio Broadcast, you guys truly rock. Thank you so much for bringing the biking fraternity out there for everybody and the stories that you guys cover. Oh my God. All the best.
From the 9th India Bike Week in Goa, here on the Biker Radio Broadcast, this is the Valley Runs founder, Rongom Tagore Mukherjee, on the 91st milestone of the Biker Radio Broadcast.
Calcutta is more relaxing in terms of pace. So, but then for someone who's been in Bombay for 2 decades, it's a little too relaxing.
Yeah, it's too slow.
So,
we've got that Susegad happening here in Goa.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. So I can sense that. But then from time to time, I go, I do valley run.
Yeah.
Then for the next 3-4 months, I'm like, you know, sorting 100 issues out and figuring out when to launch the next one. And then I'm like, nahi, nahi, aur nahi karna hai, you know, bahut loss ho gaye and all that. And then, you know, the participants start, nahi sir, karna hi hai, vehicle ready hai, you know, bike ekdam khatarnak timing kar rahi hai. Like, yaar, chalo karte hai fir, you know. So it's always been like that.
Right.
And we are trying to make it more professionally managed now.
Right.
Because
tell
now
me about that. Going forward, where
so
are we going?
I think now going forward in terms of racing, I'm probably gonna have a series which is more than just one-off event. We've been doing other events, but it's never, you know, a year-round series.
Okay.
So now what we have planned is that from next year onwards, 2023, we're going to have a series, whether it is national status or it is open. They're all approved by FMSCI.
Right.
So I'm on the drag commission myself.
Okay.
And so we are planning to have a series starting from Bangalore.
Okay.
Yeah, in Feb. And then it'll, you know, we have 2 more cities in between, trying to finalize that, and the finale at Ambi Valley.
Again,
okay. In winters.
Okay.
So that's I think the next step, that, you know, give a racer something to, you know, a year long progression. We also you know, did this activity in terms of getting Ricky Gatson down.
Okay.
So Ricky Gatson is 11-time World Drag Racing Champion.
Okay.
He rides a ZX14R.
Okay.
And we had got him down in 2013, you know, mm-hmm. the very first year.
Oh, first year.
And then we got him down again later with his drag racing school.
Mm.
So he taught a lot of the super bikers, you know, the tricks of the trade and all of that. And then, you know, so there's a, you know, one of the participants were like, okay, bhaiya, abhi main to do bar jeet chuka hoon. Now what's next for me?
Mm.
So I said, to world finals jao. So world finals is in USA, in Valdosta. And so Ricky helped, you know, organize 4 of my guys to, you know, go and get exposure at the world finals.
Wow.
And that's again a different level altogether.
Yeah, it's like an eye-opener at least.
17 countries, 3,000 participants and all of that.
Yeah.
And they came third, you know.
What?
Yeah, so so it was, and just with 2 days of practice, because the entire surface is very different. It's not tarmac. It's basically, it's rubber laid on tarmac, then it is glue and it is shining.
Right, so I've seen that.
So even if you're walking, your shoe will probably come off.
Yeah.
You know, it's that sticky.
Yeah.
So, and that's all for the traction. You know.
Yeah.
So, so, you know, coming third in between all these guys, I think that was a huge, huge plus for us as well.
Yeah.
That, you know, that is something which is just, you know, brilliant actually.
Hi, this is Shivrat Singh and you're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast.
From the 9th India Bike Week in Goa,
Here on the Biker Radio broadcast, this is the Valley Run's founder, Rongom Tagore Mukherjee, on the 91st milestone of the Biker Radio broadcast.
Even seasoned racers who were there from Japan and all, they were like, wow, man, I mean, you guys are fast.
Yeah.
And they are fast because if they're hitting 9.5 in on a tarmac here,
yeah, then
they, for sure they are
going to do something
in their 8s, yeah, you know, 8 seconds and all of that.
They clock much better.
Much better. So yeah, so I think a lot planned for 2023. Let's see what gets worked out eventually. But definitely 3 to 4 events a year, different cities. That is what is planned for sure.
And talk to us about the India Bike Week.
So India Bike Week, we have a long association.
I guess so.
And we are done. You know, after 2013, Martin, Dara, Tanush, they were like, you know, let's do a drag in Goa also.
Mm.
I was like, yaar, rasta hai nahi idhar. Kahan karenge idhar? So, you know, so it, in 2015, we did the drag in Goa, which was
where?
In Ponda.
Oh
in
yeah,
Matkai.
That's brilliant.
And the road was absolutely, you know, it had a speed breaker and all that. My participants were like, sir, ye kya hai? So we broke the speed breaker, yeah, yeah. We tried to, but you can't do all that, you know. It's just, okay, the bikes were not that fast, but a Hayabusa is a Hayabusa. So, and then we have classes like the fastest wheelie and all.
Oh God.
So where the super bikes are doing, you know, quarter mile on one wheel.
Yeah.
And
you don't need a road bump.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So that was a little scary. After that, we were like, nahi, nahi, nahi. Wo nahi ho sakta. Yeah. And, you know. So,
and how many times have you been to the India Bike Week? Sorry, bad question.
I think three times.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This will be my third.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
Fantastic.
So that's 2015. AMBI is the second and this is the third.
Okay.
So yeah. But then I'm not much of a touring rider with a, you know, 250 BHP 14R, you know, Mumbai Goa rides.
Right.
Which usually all my friends, you know, ride here.
Right.
So, but it wasn't possible on that bike.
Right.
That bike was giving a mileage of 3. So, to वैसे भी chance नहीं है. So, but yeah. So, unfortunately, I've given up riding for reasons that either you tone it down,
yeah,
which from where I'm coming from, toning it down is not an option.
Yeah.
So I said you just stop.
Yeah.
Lost too many friends along the way also.
Really?
Riding. Yeah, yeah. You know, and road riding. From there only I was like, you know, road is not the place to
absolutely
you
not.
Know, go yeah. and have a, you want to have a chilled out ride. Even in chilled out rides,
yeah,
you know, things happen.
And people in Delhi have a little bit of luck. We have the Budh International Circuit there.
Correct. Correct. Yeah.
But I wish we had more of those around
yeah,
the country.
I don't know how many people are using it though.
No, it's a kabutar khana, right?
Yeah. There are a lot of track days.
They're trying
days
a
happening.
Lot of stuff now.
Yeah, a lot it's, of track days happening.
Yeah.
But now, hopefully, with this MotoGP Bharat, there is a boost.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and yeah, let's see. I mean, I just hope it's not a one off.
No. I'm sure it won't be.
Yeah.
So, Rongom Tagore Mukherjee, thank you so much Nalji, for being on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me here.
You're most welcome.
And yeah, looking forward to more and looking forward to hearing a lot more.
You should.
Biker podcast.
We've got about more than 75, 80 episodes out now.
Yeah.
And and the fact that we are here at the India Bike Week.
Right.
Says that we've been doing something right.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No. And even from my core team like Bhavin and all, they've been on your podcast and they are all, you know, it's all biking lineage, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone is connected via the biking circle at one point of time or the other.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Vijay Singh and you're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast.
Well, thanks Rongom, and here's wishing the Valley Run all the best. May Sahara Shri Subroto Roy's blessings continue to light up your hearts. Warm congratulations indeed to the India Bike Week and the team at 70EMG for achieving a glorious decade of celebrating the largest motorcycling festival in India. The Biker Radio Broadcast is India's motorcycling festival that is on 24/7, 365 days a year and on demand. Well, come January 19th, we will be completing 6 years of celebrating the Indian story around motorcycling. We are proud to bring to you the stories of our own legends, the people who ride, fix and build these glorious machines that bring us all together. Bittersweet and a little sour, I'm Shandy, broadcasting stories from near and far. We'll be back on the 92nd milestone on the 22nd of December, just in time for Christmas. Until then, you be good, and if you can't be good, be careful. Those of you who wish to join our tribe, hop across to the BikerRadioRodcast.com and follow us on the socials at BikerRadioRodcast. Listen. Connect. Ride on.